Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, the numbers are in for June. The Labor Department says 4.8 million jobs added to the economy. The experts had been expecting something like 3.5 million. Unemployment dropped to 11.1% from 13.3% in May. President Trump with reaction.
Today's announcement proves that our economy is roaring back. It's coming back extremely strong. We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires, and that's working out well. We're working very closely with governors, and I think it's working out very well. I think you'll see that shortly.
So as always, we take a look at the monthly numbers, and we take a deep breath, and we bring in our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning. What do you think the report means?
Well, I think it for right now, it looks like that the labor market did bottom out in April, and we are crawling out of this massive hole. 7.5 million jobs added over the course of May and June. But reminder, a couple of things. One is that this June report really reflects the first half of June. And so what will be very interesting to see is whether or not the continued spread of the virus, the spikes in the South and the West, start to make employers a little hesitant to bring more people back into the workforce. I should also mention that on this same day, just because it's a day early, right? We have a holiday tomorrow. We also get weekly jobless numbers. And those numbers, not that great. I mean, another 1.4 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits. And we have over 19 million people already collecting unemployment. So the numbers are certainly improving. I just wouldn't get out the fireworks, if you will, just yet, because it could be a long second half of the year if this virus continues to spread and a lot of the reopenings are paused.
As you look at the various sectors, where the jobs are growing, is there any bright spot? Is there anything that's interesting there to see?
Well, I think that if you were to look at the areas that were hardest hit, leisure and hospitality, for example, added 2.1 million jobs. That's accounts for 40% of the gains in the jobs that were created in June. But like sort of the subcategory, food and drinking establishments, adding 1.5 million jobs, that sounds awesome. And it is awesome. Except when you look at food and drink, you say, wow, it's down by more than 3 million jobs since February. Same thing with retail. 740,000 positions added in June. But we are still, even with those gains, 1.3 million positions fewer than we had in February in the retail sector. So again, we've talked about this great giant hole that is cratering in the economy. We are crawling out of that hole, but the hole is still deep.
I'm glad you're here to keep our heads from spinning too fast. I got to tell you, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on the line, keeping us sane here as we look at these numbers. Jill, thanks.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.